It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Principal Keith Palmer. He is from Creekview Elementary, and it's our school district update. And, you know, this is sadly one of the last ones of the year. Yeah. Well, sadly for some, I guess. Maybe not for you guys at the school. You might be ready. Principal Palmer, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
And we were just talking that, you know, testing is over with, and now it's time for the fun part to start.
Yeah, so we're excited that we got to test this year. That's as funny as that sounds. We're excited that we get to see where our kids are, especially after such a challenging year. And so we've wrapped up our reading, and the kids got to take RISE for the first time in 2 years and get to see that. But now that's wrapping up, and I think I'm most excited about, I think, is that this year starting to feel a little more normal at the end. The kids are getting to go on their field trips. We're going to have field day. They're going to go to park days. They're going to do all those activities they look forward to that they didn't get to do last year.
And that's kind of what you said, is it's a busy time of year, and that means that it's back to normal.
Yeah, it is very busy, and I joke with my teachers, I feel like a first-year principal again, because we didn't make it past March 13th last year, so it's all new again
to me. This is all new to you. So let's start with the fact that testing got wrapped up, and you guys are feeling pretty good about where you are now, as opposed even to mid-year, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. The middle of the year, we were, 30% of our students on reading level and things, and it's looking like right now we're going to be around 58% of our students will be on end-of-year reading level. Compared to last year, it was 37% in the pandemic year, so we feel like we've made some major gains in 1 year and being able to make up for some of that loss of the 2 months of instruction last year, and we're excited to see what's coming in, and the kids are excited, and that's what it's about.
And I guess one question, too, would be from beginning of the year to now, you've seen that progression. And do you think you had as big of a drop-off at the beginning of the year as you thought you were going to, with the kids really missing those last 2 months of instruction?
It was more pronounced in the younger grades, where they were still learning the basics of reading. The older grades, it didn't come out to be as much of a loss as we feared it would be. The one thing they could still do from home is read, and so those older kids who could read on their own still were. The kids coming into first grade and second grade, we noticed that it was a bigger struggle to start the year, that when you miss the last 2 months of kindergarten when you learn to read.
Yeah, that's...
It's a big deal.
It is a big, big deal. But testing's over now, and you were saying that now, like we said, the fun starts, and kids can go on those field trips, and you're going to have field days and park days. And we were talking about the fact that, you didn't know what the end of the year was going to look like, so you didn't necessarily plan, field trips to the zoo or field trips to upstate and places like that. So you kind of stayed local, and where are the kids going to go this year?
So some of the grades are going out to Nine Mile. Some of them are going down to Buckhorn Wash down on the Swell. Some of our first grade just went to a local farm around here, and they just taught them some things. But I think it's actually kind of cool, because we've been able to highlight what is right here in our backyard, which I think sometimes we take for granted. We have so much here, and it was amazing how many of the kids said they've never been to Nine Mile, even though it's right there. And so it's still exciting for them, and they get to get on a bus. There's something about that for young kids. But so those are some of the things that we're doing. So,
and you've got plenty of those in that planned. And then park days and field days are always a good time. And kids really enjoy that, mostly because they just get to be outside. And I think that's a big thing for them, too.
Yeah, they wait and wait. It seems like we have inside days in the morning forever. It seems like it stays cold. And so when it hits May and we can finally go outside, they love to go to the park. And PTA's been working hard on field day. They're going to turn it more into a true field day. The kids are going to be competing, and they'll know who the fastest kid is in their grade and some of those things that is good for kids to compete and learn, and that will be fun.
And also, as the year kind of comes to a close, you were talking about your system there that you have for behavioral systems, and you started out at the beginning of the year kind of as an entirely new way of doing these things. So let's talk about that and let people know what you've been doing down there with that kind of thing.
Okay, so because we switched the mascot at the end of last year going into this year, we created a new plan to recognize kids for good behavior, and we've called our big award the Alpha Award, you know, referring to the leader of the pack kind of thing. And so we have five areas that we ask kids to focus on and meet expectations, to be respectful, to persevere, to be responsible, to be kind, and to have integrity. We feel like those five things, if kids are doing those things, we're going to be in pretty good shape. And so we give out these cards that look like coyote tracks, and every time they earn those go in a drawing. But our bigger awards, if they get all five areas once, they become what we call a bronze alpha, and there's a little recognition for that. And when they've earned everyone twice, they become silver. And then finally, when they've earned every one of them three times, they're recognized as a gold alpha. So at the end of the year, we've started to recognize those. We just did the last tally. We'll end up recognizing about 170 of our 450 kids that have reached that highest level. And we think it really does recognize the cream of the crop, those kids who come to school every day and work hard. And
you were saying that part of the reward now, is it just for the gold alphas? They get to have lunch with you, which is really strange because, you know, when you're coming from a secondary school and students want to have lunch with the principal, it kind of throws you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of weird to think that that's what they want, but they do think that's pretty cool, and I think that's a lot of fun because a lot of times that's the only interaction you get with those kids who are earning those, because they're not coming to the office for behavior problems, or they wouldn't be earning that reward. And so it's fun to get to know them, and they're excited about that. This year we teamed up with Sherrold's. They've given us a good deal and come and bring the lunch to those kids and make it a special thing for them, and it's been a lot of fun.
And they get to have lunch with the principal for the day.
Yeah, we usually go outside on the grass and sit down and have lunch together.
It sounds like a great thing. And I'm going to, you know, we're going to wrap up with, you know, are you looking forward to, I hate to say this to you since you're like 2 weeks away, but are you looking forward to things that you're going to do for next year already?
Yeah, we just met yesterday to revamp that behavior plan to come, you know, to tweak some things. And here right after school ends, we actually begin the first week of June of putting together next year's plan with our leadership team. But all of that is actually exciting to me. I know the teachers are ready for a break, but I get excited when we start talking about next year and how we're going to grow. And so those things are already moving forward and looking forward to what we can accomplish in another year.
And you and I talked about it. Maybe next year will be even more normal.
I can only hope. I mean, the kids have done amazing with all of this, and the teachers have been incredible to fight through these challenges. But some normalcy would be really good right now.
All right. Principal Keith Palmer from Creekview, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in this morning and talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.